Information about brokerage services, ABS. When an agent and potential party enter into a substantive discussion regarding a real estate transaction, the agent must provide the potential party with the required TREC agency information form. The license holder is responsible for determining when a discussion becomes substantive, as the discussion triggers the delivery requirement. A substantive discussion does not always occur at the first face-to-face meeting. A discussion can become substantive during discussions via phone, email, or any other means of communication. The agency statement is found in the License Act as a part of the required representation disclosure. The information about brokerage services, or IABS, should be provided to a seller prior to a listing presentation and to a buyer prior to a discussion of a possible purchase. Most implementations of the agency statement have a provision for the potential party to sign acknowledging receipt of the form. There is no statutory requirement that they sign the statement. If you have presented the statement to an individual who declines to sign, note in the signature block, "Decline to sign." Initial it and date the form. Provide a copy to the prospect and keep a copy for your files as evidence that you presented the form. While Trello requires license holders to simply give the form to prospects, it is best practice to explain it in detail. License holders may substitute buyer for tenant and seller for landlord, as appropriate in the IABS. We have detailed many ways to create agency. In real estate practice, the safest method is to create agency in writing. When meeting with a prospect for the first time, that prospect is a customer. It is most often your goal to turn the prospect into a client. If the prospect is a seller, the agent's goal is to list the property. The listing agreement will accomplish this and formally establish the broker's agency relationship with the seller. Similarly, if the prospect is a buyer, the goal is to secure the buyer as a client. Securing the buyer is best accomplished by using a buyer's representation agreement to establish the broker's agency relationship with the buyer formally. As with the seller, once you represent the buyer, you must disclose that representation at your first contact with any other party. The disclosure may be oral or in writing.